Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome in. We don't get Zach's traditional good morning because there is no Zach Jones here today. Derek Kramer here with you on a Buffalo Bills football Monday. It's brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. And the Extra Point Show, not just the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, but also the Catholic Health Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Bills football Monday, presented by Catholic Health, the right way to care, and brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com, and by Northtown Hyundai, Western New York's premier Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com. It's a different type of day. The Bills playing on Monday Night Football. Thank goodness, by the way, for the 7:15 start. I know that everyone's loving that. Why? Because 1 hour earlier means you get to go to bed 1 hour earlier if you can sleep. It depends on, well, how tonight's going to go. The Bills, 4-1, hoping to stay up in the upper tier here. It's kind of funny how this year, a lot of fans, it's always been about the one seed. Try to get the one seed. Do something different. Have the season be unique in a sort of way. And what happens? The Indianapolis Colts suddenly decide to be annoying. And they're sitting there at 5-1. Why? Because, of course they are. But they're impressive. There's a lot of teams around the league where we don't know just how good they are at this point. However, what I am looking at is the Colts do seem to be winning a lot of their games and keeping themselves ahead. Even if the Bills win, the Colts, if the season were to end today, would be the number one overall seed. Good for them. But we've got Bills and Falcons tonight, and I'm just ready for this one. Mostly because you want to get the bad taste out of your mouth from the previous Bills game where they lose to the Patriots in a frustrating manner. They turn the ball over 3 times. A little bit of uncharacteristically careless football from the Bills. And quite frankly, you want to be able to move on from that. You want to watch the next game because when you have a bad taste in your mouth, what's there to do? Try to forget about it by watching something else. And the Buffalo Sabres have done zero favors. So there's no escaping the bad taste in your mouth from last week's game, thanks to the hockey team. If you're a Jays fan, that yesterday didn't help. Vibes down all around here. It's kind of how it goes. And the injury report is obviously going to be something to keep an eye on as well. Hopefully there is something to it where the Bills are able to get through this thing with nothing too tough. And also, you get the bye week. A Bills win is going to be imperative here because the Bills played kind of poorly in two wins. Not poorly, but it wasn't your best game against Miami and New Orleans. So you started to see a little bit of a downward tendency happening. And then, of course, the other part of it is, if you head into the bye week with two losses and not playing great in two wins, it's a long time before you are able to get to the next game at Carolina before you can even try to start feeling better. So for the vibes, the Bills should win this one simply because of that. You want to see them be able to win, if only because it would be a long time through the bye week if you go through it and you don't get a victory there. Barnstrom injury report for tonight's game. It's brought to you by the Barnstrom. Injured for help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. DeMar Hamlin, TJ Sanders, Matt Milano all out for tonight. While Hamlin and Sanders have also been placed on injured reserve, Curtis Samuel and Dalton Kincaid remain questionable for the Bills for tonight's game. And that's going to be interesting. I hope that you get Kincaid out of this one because of the fact that if you don't have him, you're probably losing the most consistent player in the passing attack as of late. Kincaid has caught 20 of his 24 targets on the year. And we'll see what happens there. We'll talk more about the offense, everything of it, in due time. But again, first and foremost, get a win tonight. Because going into the bye week without a win and without a good performance in a month's time is definitely a bad way to go into a bye week and not one that you want to even try dealing with. 803-0550 is the number to call. How are you feeling about tonight's game? If there's anything that you would want to look into for this one in particular, are you even just mad about the Sabres? Yeah, I know it's a Buffalo Football Monday, but the Buffalo Sabres are in action this afternoon as well at KeyBank Center against the Colorado Avalanche. Programming note for you on that one is that it's going to be on our sister station, The Bet 1520, as Brian Koziel will get you ready to go with pregame. I'm hoping, though, that the Sabres can even get a little bit back into the good vibes, too, because it's a long time since we've had any sort of win from either Buffalo team. I say long time. It's been a week. By the way, face-off at 12:30 for the Sabres and pregame starting at 11:30 over on the Bet 1520. This is an interesting week, though, because you still really don't know across the league, almost 6 weeks through, who a great team in the NFL is anymore. And the Bills are part of that mix. The Bills are part of this hodgepodge of, are there any really dominant teams out there? And the answer is, I have no idea. And if anyone thinks they have an idea, they're probably biased, and that's okay. But the Eagles started 4-0. They've lost two straight. The Packers started incredibly, and all of a sudden they're 3-1-1. The Lions losing to the Chiefs last night while they were starting to get hot, and they had won 4 in a row. Seattle, San Fran, and the LA Rams are all at 4-2 out west. That's going to be a division to watch all throughout the year, entertainingly so. And then there's Tampa. Tampa's sitting there at 5-1. And that is tied for the best record in the NFL. But they're also doing it in ways that are cardiac. They have 5 wins, but yesterday was the first time that they've gotten a victory and been able to kneel a game out in victory formation. Their previous 4 wins were all within a score. The Colts are probably another team that you look at this point with a 5-1 record. They've been winning against bad teams comfortably. Daniel Jones, for some reason, seems like he's actually figured it out. But then everyone else with four wins, I've got question marks all over. Jacksonville, how good are you really? Are you going to be able to keep this up and become a playoff team? The Chargers, the Broncos, both out in the AFC West. Chargers are a team that continues to charger things up and muddy their own waters. They had lost two in a row before. They have to win in the last minute against Miami, of all teams. So it seems like the shine on the Chargers has definitely faded as well. The Broncos are 4-2, but you had to beat the Jets 13-11? That's... I don't know what you are. Especially on offense, you are inconsistent as hell. Especially through Bo Nix. The sophomore slump is there for him. The Broncos defense is legit, but also, I mean, again, 13 points against the Jets and that hapless Jets roster. And there's plenty we can talk about with the only winless team in the NFL, but that's for another day. But then there's even the Bills and the Steelers at 4-1, the Bills obviously playing tonight. Pittsburgh, I can't get any sort of gauge on. I don't know how good they really are. They're just this middling team that just happens to win games in a semi-comfortable way, but then at the same time, they don't do it in any sort of exciting way. They don't score a lot. And yet at the same time, their defense is good, but it's not great. It should be better for all the money that they pay for that defense. But it's not dominant. Like, congratulations, you beat up on Dylan Gabriel and the Browns yesterday. Am I supposed to give you a medal for that? I don't know. The Steelers are just a team that I don't know what you are. I have zero idea what you really are. And now, as of late, that's become the Bills. A team that we talk about every day. And yet we still don't really know what they are. In terms of across the league, the Bills are the same as everybody else in terms of the upper echelon of the NFL. I have no idea what you really are. And I know that it's going to be more of a confirmation bias than anything else right now based on how they've been playing. It's either, oh, they're just going to lose in January again. Let's fire the coach. Or it's, they're 4-1. Everything's looking good. Everything's fine. Everything is going to be okay. They're a playoff team. They're going to win the division, yada, yada, yada. Even with a team squarely in their rearview mirror in the New England Patriots, the Bills still should be the favorite to win the division. Both New England and Buffalo play ridiculously easy schedules for the course of the season and have opportunities to win the division. New England's got the leg up now because of the fact that the Bills have a divisional loss and it's against New England. And I don't see the Dolphins or Jets beating either of these teams anytime soon. But the frustrating part about the Bills is, again, who are you really? Are you the team with the high-flying offense that's able to dominate opponents and at least do enough to where if the defense struggles, you're able to get away with it and comfortably? Are you the team that was gashing points left and right against Baltimore? Are you the team that just survives halfway decent play, still puts up 31 points, and still could have done better? There's still a lot of answers that we need to find out about the Bills. And, of course, another one of those chances is tonight. This defense is playing better. You saw the game against New England, And I don't really know how you can blame the defense for most of the troubles in this game. Yeah, they got gashed by Drake May and Stephon Diggs. Drake May looks like he's it. The guy has woken up in his second season and has decided, I'm going to show the NFL what I've got. So I don't know if I can really blame the Bills defense for trying to slow down a player who's looking like a good quarterback. Because now you get an Atlanta offense that they're not scoring as successfully despite having top-end talent. And hopefully, all you can do at this point is hope that the offense is back and finds form. Won't be easy. You're facing the best defense in the NFL in terms of yards per game allowed. Best passing defense. I think they're 16th in the run, so I'd imagine the Bills getting back to successfully running the football will be a great help to any sort of balance this team can have. Because the Bills want to run the football, and last week definitely showed that. But you hope for the opportunity here to see what the Bills can do and show us what you are in a league where you don't know who anybody truly is right now, to a point where the Chiefs are back. Annoyingly so. But the Bills have a chance tonight to show what they are, which is, hopefully, with a win tonight, one of three teams with five wins. That's a nice thing to be able to put out there. One of the teams with the inside track on the one seed, because they do keep winning. If they lose one game against New England, that's one thing. But this is an opportunity against a tough defense to show in a national stage, once again, show people what you actually are. And what you should be. That's the opportunity that they have tonight to bounce back. You got punched in the mouth. You haven't played well in three straight games. Now here's a chance for you to go to the bye week, get healthier, and go away with it. Again, with the inside track on the one seed once again. Because we don't know what many teams across the league are, including the Kansas City Chiefs, who last night, annoyingly so, they beat the Lions. Are the Chiefs back? I mean, I guess that's... I feel like that's the wrong way to answer it, because I think that they're never gone until they're actually gone. The Ravens are gone this year. If Baltimore storms back into a playoff race, that's, are the Ravens back? The Chiefs never left. They just started 0-2. Against the likes of the Chargers and the Eagles. But here they are sitting at 3-3. Third in their division. But also kind of showing a little bit of that annoyingly good football team that we have despised for years. Kansas City being there and quote-unquote back, I'm not openly concerned. If the Bills want to actually beat the bugaboo, well, there's going to be probably opportunity to do that. Especially if the season goes the way that it's going, the Bills will be a higher seed and the Chiefs will be lower. That would mean that the Chiefs probably at some point show up to Highmark Stadium in the postseason. It's how these things go. I'm not scared, necessarily, of the Chiefs in the playoffs. I guess I could say that I'm scared of the Bills in the playoffs, because this is who they are, this is what they do in the past, but I'm also the type of person that does not believe that what happens in the past is guaranteed for the future. If you beat the Chiefs in the regular season, big whoop, do it again. if you lose to a team in the regular season, that does not mean that the rematch in the playoffs is going to go that way. Look at Baltimore. Almost every single year, look at Baltimore. Big whoop, do it again. It's a weird season already. And there's a lot of time that is going to have to go in through it between now and the start of the playoffs. But again, tonight that the Bills have a chance to at least be on the top of the questionable pile of what is this year. What is this year? What's everyone doing? Why is everything so confusing? And if you want any escape from the Bills and how questionable this year has been, unfortunately, I can't point you to the hockey team right now because their first two losses of the year have been incredibly maddening. The Patriots, how good are you really? The Steelers, I don't see a convincing win in their entire schedule right now. The Chargers and the Broncos, can you hold off Kansas City for a claim at the division title? The Chiefs themselves, they're at 3-3, so they're behind everybody, but they seem to be trending upward. And the Bills and the Colts. The Colts at this point, I'm done questioning the Colts. The Colts are a good roster. They're showing bad teams that they're bad. I mean, granted, the Cardinals stay in it throughout yesterday, so what do we all really know? But the Colts keep winning games. And if the Bills beat Atlanta, they can fall into that category of, well, they just keep winning games. They just keep winning games. What are they going to do when the playoffs hit? Well, they'll probably just keep winning games. Or they won't. But the way that the season goes is, if you keep winning games, that's what you're seen as, because that's what you do. Hopefully the Bills are able to do that today and allow everyone to go into the bye week happy. That's the big point here, and that's the big picture in this game. 803-0550 is the number to call. Bills and Falcons, 7:15. Kickoff tonight, by the way, and we'll have all of the pregame coverage going on all day long here on WGR. And again, the programming note, pregame for the Buffalo Sabres against the Colorado Avalanche at 11:30 on our sister station, the Bet 1520. We come back, we'll look more into this matchup, what the injury to Dalton Kincaid might be in terms of potential consequences if he doesn't suit up tonight, as well as facing the top defense in the NFL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Offense, you know, multiple first-round picks offensively, and then certainly talented defensively, rushing the passer. And so offensively, Bijan, the quarterback panics, and Drake London, what he can do, and so they can beat you in a lot of different ways and become explosive very quickly, and then they're able to, you know, possess the football much like our offense does, and so we've got to make sure that we can get off the field on third down and get the ball back to our offense.
Head coach Sean McDermott getting ready for tonight's game against the Atlanta Falcons, mentioning some of the higher end talent that the Falcons do boast as Monday Night Football 7:15 start for this game. It's part of the doubleheader. Thankful that it's the early portion, not the late one. Very happy for that. Love that for not just me, but for everybody involved. But also especially for me, because I'm going to be here until 2 a.m. So let's get after it. Here on a Buffalo Bills Football Monday, it's brought to you by Northwest Bank for what's next. Get started at northwest.com. Derek Kramer here with you on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show as we close out week 6 here in the NFL. Bills Falcons tonight. I just want to see the Bills playing football again simply for the reason of get the bad taste out of your mouth from New England. Also, I learned this one. We're on video today, and nobody told me in that first segment. That's fun, but that's okay. Sometimes you deal with the surprises. Good thing I don't look like a total bum out here today. Maybe. Bills and Falcons. I think there's going to be another game where it's, you don't love what you see most of the time. You're stressed out, but I do think the Bills should be able to win this game. Yeah, the Falcons' defense has been great. They are tops in the league in yards allowed per game. Best pass defense in the NFL. But here's where I think you can get them. They are 16th in yards per game against the run. Considering what happened to the Bills in the rushing attack against New England, I would imagine Joe Brady wants to get things back on track in terms of a balance. He likes running the football. He likes having that balance there. He likes being able to utilize those three tight end sets or utilize having Gilliam in the backfield or really just trying to allow James Cook to, well, cook. I also think there might be something to it that helps shift a little bit of the decision making. And that's on the Barnstorm Injury Report. It's brought to you by the Barnstorm. Injury for help, call 1-800-8-MILLION. That player is Dalton Kincaid. He draws a questionable tag. He had a non-contact jersey throughout practice this week with an oblique injury. With the bye week coming up, they might limit his snap share if he's active tonight. And I do think that Kincaid has been the most consistent player on this team in terms of getting open, making plays for a Bills offense that has needed another one of these co-stars. He hasn't ascended to what I would call James Cook's level of stardom, so to say. But he's definitely emerging as that next face. If you were to put a movie poster up there with Josh Allen, obviously, with the biggest image front and center, James Cook is on there. Dalton Kincaid is probably the next piece I'm putting on there right now, at least with how this season has started for him. And last week was probably his most productive game. 6 catches on 6 targets, 108 yards. But it does seem like he's making timely plays at minimum every week. The New Orleans game, he has 1 catch. What is it, though? 28-yard touchdown that helps put the game away against the Saints, who'd been punchy. Punchy against the same New England team that beat Buffalo last week, by the way. But Kincaid has been great at separating. He's great at getting open. He is making plays. He's moving the football. And he's coming away with at least a 20-yard catch in almost every game. The Jets game was just a mess. You didn't need him at that point. But he even still gets 4 catches, 37 yards that game. I'm wondering what Kincaid's status is like for game day. I wonder if there's anything to do with him being inactive. And if it does it change what Buffalo wants to do? Well, first of all, they won't be able to run as many of their beloved 3 tight end set, because Kincaid has been punishing teams. When they do run this 13 personnel, he is the player that can get them open, create a mismatch, create disadvantages for the defense. Because when you see 3 tight ends, you want to play bigger. You're abandoning a nickel defense, which is a base now in the NFL. And you're probably putting in an extra linebacker. Dalton Kincaid's getting open. Or you go ahead and you stay in nickel and you let the Bills run over you with 3 tight ends, especially with how Jackson Hawes has been blocking to open the year. Kincaid is fascinating to me. Even injured, I do think he can make an impact in this game. Maybe he might be one of those players that he's active for the game and he acts more as a decoy. But I obviously hope that Kincaid's injury does not linger. The bye week is able to help him get through it and get over it and try to come back out the other side. It is interesting, though, to me that the Bills are going to need this early bye week. They have a lot of injuries. They got a couple players on IR. They sent 2 more. But now you have a chance to go into the bye week, heal up, hopefully at 5-1, and create more opportunities for yourselves. The Falcons defense. Let's talk about the Falcons defense a little bit here. They are the top team in the league in terms of yards per game allowed, passing yards per game allowed. They're middle of the pack in rushing defense, but they are still a great defense right now to start the year. And it starts with the safety play from them. God, am I jealous of this. Jesse Bates is fantastic. And they draft Xavier Watts and Billy Bowman. Bowman, I do know, was on the Bills' radar to be like a 4th-round pick or something of the sorts because of the fact that they had him in for pre-draft visits. They clearly were interested in the Oklahoma product in Bowman. Both of them have been fantastic, though. Watts has 2 picks on the year out of Notre Dame. Bowman has an interception. They both have tackles for losses on the year. It does seem like they are kind of helping lead the charge a little bit. More so, I think, more impactfully than their first-round pass rushers. Jalen Walker. And I blanked on the other one for some strange reason on that, but James Pierce Jr. Their rookie defensive class does look like it's making a bit of an impact already. And while I'm jealous, I also know that it's not necessarily at the fault of the Bills because of the fact that you can't really look at injuries as a valid excuse why the class is not making an impact right away. I can look at, for example, how Landon Jackson's played only 16 snaps through 5 weeks. That's not great. That's not a great look on the draft class. Deion Walker has been better. But I do think that if the Bills manage to grab a Watts or a Bowman and help out the safety position a little bit, that would be nice. It would be nice, is all I'm saying. But this defense runs through Jesse Bates. On the back end, he is rangy, he is athletic, he can do it all still. And now they have Watts, who was the defensive rookie of the month in the NFC, and with good reason. He's 2nd on this team with 23 tackles, 4 pass deflections, 2 interceptions, he's everywhere on this field. So if the Bills are going to try to attack a little bit through the air, they do have to be careful of the back end with Bates, Watts, and even Bowman rotating in. But typically, when I see safeties in the top three for tackles for a defense, that also tells me that things do not go smoothly for them. That means that they're kind of picking up the pieces. They're letting a lot of things get to the third level. They're letting plays break a little bit. At the very least, to a point where the safeties have to come down. And it's especially in the run game where that happens. So the Bills have an opportunity here to try to mess with Atlanta, get back to establishing a strong run game, especially after you got punched in the mouth against New England. And I do think that that's something they want to get done today. If they have Kincaid, they have Kincaid. If they don't have Kincaid, I still think they're going to try to get this done no matter what, if he's in the lineup or not. We all know that Joe Brady wants balance in his offense. Here's your opportunity to do that. And if you are going to try to make plays through the air, just watch out on the back. Jonas Sanker was fantastic for New Orleans a couple weeks ago. Comes away with a couple pass deflections as well as an interception. So these rookie safeties are apparently something to mess with. Probably not. But either way, the Bills, on paper, they have the better team. They have the better opportunity. They should be able to get themselves back on track here. You know something else that's really good, though, about this game? And I think I'm going to turn to Joe Kelly about this one because it's a look good, feel good, play good kind of moment here. Joe, uniforms tonight are going to be peak aesthetics. And the last time we got peak aesthetics, we got probably one of the best games of the week with Tampa Bay and Seattle.
Yeah, the away creamsicles, right? They wore the whites.
This game has an opportunity to be peak.
It does. I really like the AFL throwbacks the Bills wear, the white ones. They used to, if I'm not mistaken, or at least it's in Madden, they have the home ones too, with like the brighter blue, yep. Like the more baby blue almost. So anytime they wear these old ones with the different patterns on the sleeves, it's always interesting. So, and I do like the standing buffalo. I've grown up with the charging buffalo, so like that's just, I guess, what I prefer. But, you know, I do like the standing buffalo, change it up a little bit. They're able to get around a lot of the uniform rules, like even last week with the helmets,
yep.
How they're able to have the red helmet, because they're just re-decaling the same helmet. So it's technically not a different helmet. So
correct.
Like the number rules of how many helmets you're able to have and not doesn't really apply to them, which is cool. So I'm always for an alternate uniform. You know, I wear that Toronto Series navy blue home jersey around all the time, too. So maybe we'll see the navy blues come back one day. But, yeah, it does have the opportunity to be a very, very good game. The Falcons in their red helmets, their throwbacks. So it'll be cool. And the dome will be open, which is cool. Roof will be open. Do you see how that opens?
I did.
Like the video of it?
I'm not going to be a child about this. I'm not going to be a child about this.
Well,
I'm not
going to be a child about this. I'm not trying to be. It's just, it's interesting
it's
how.
Me, I'm the problem.
It like unfolds and everything like that. Like it's not, could they have done something like that here, I wonder?
Probably not. I think that the snow does make not only having a dome, but especially one that can open.
Mm-hmm.
It would make it tougher.
Because
you got to think about the cost of heating that thing, making sure it doesn't collapse through the heavy snow. Atlanta doesn't have those problems.
Yeah.
Minnesota has a dome, but it's not going to open.
Right. I feel like that would have been the middle ground, I guess, just thinking hypothetically, not in real life, but for people who want the dome versus not.
And Minnesota created a dome that birds run into. So, to hell with you on that design, I guess. Maybe you saved money a little bit, and the cost is a few birds.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, but it should be a very good uniform matchup. It's nice that it's in primetime, too, so everyone will get to see that.
I can't open this up to Joe Kelly without wanting to open it up to Owen Parker, though, too, as well, with the uniform matchup peak. I love Atlanta when they do that red helmet. It is one of the best looks in the NFL. And then the Bills just counter with, hey, we're going to go standing Buffalo tonight. And that's something that you love to see.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great-looking matchup. I always am entertained. It just adds another level of, like, aesthetic pleasure to watching a football game. And I think that it matters for a lot of people. If you look good, I think more people tend to watch and tune in and all that. So, I mean, it's going to be a great matchup on the field, you know, looking past the uniforms themselves. So it should be an awesome matchup tonight.
We all know the saying, look good, feel good, play good.
Yes, sir.
I don't ever look good, therefore I will never play good, ultimately.
You play pretty good at the 11-day power play. To give yourself some credit
there. Well, that is because my hockey aesthetic is far better than what this is.
Fair.
My face.
Fair enough.
So that is part of it. I do make sure that I look good on the ice. But yeah, look good, feel good, play good. I know that doesn't ever correlate to anything. But last week's game between the Bucks and the Seahawks tells me that we should have another one of those games.
Yeah.
I'm hoping for a little bit of a calmer game, but I also would not mind if it does turn into a little bit of a shootout, even with both of these defenses ranking in the top 10 in yards per game.
I wouldn't be surprised if it starts to run away from both these defenses, because there are weaknesses on both defensive units that I think the opposing offensive group can expose.
So exactly.
I'm ready to see some points scored tonight.
Yeah, you got to look at the over-under, and I would take the over.
I'm on the over already, yep.
And you guys did the parlay. I didn't hate both of your legs, even though you're 0-5, Owen. That's tough. But, hey, you got to break it at some point. That's the thing.
It needs to happen.
That's the thing. You're not the Jets. We're not going winless. No. I already know it. I believe in you.
It's impossible.
So there it is. And the pass defense for the Falcons, while I do respect it, I know that they haven't played a Josh Allen yet.
Right.
That's the other part of it. I know that's arrogant to say. I can at least admit that that's arrogant to say. But you frustrated J.J. McCarthy out of the lineup and hurt him. You faced Marcus Mariota. Bryce Young looks good, at least as of late. And the game against Atlanta was one of those. Baker Mayfield. You tried limiting as much as you could there before the dam broke at the end of that game. Josh Allen is a lot more athletically gifted than any of the quarterbacks that they have faced so far. And that's something that is going to be worthy of watching as well. 803-0550 is the number to call. Alan, I've got you there on hold. Stick around on the other side of this break, and we'll get to you here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome back in. Last segment here of the Extra Point Show, and on a Buffalo Football Monday, it's the Catholic Health Extra Point Show on a Buffalo Bills Football Monday, presented by Catholic Health, the right way to care, and brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com, and by Northtown Hyundai, Western New York's premier Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com. Derek Kramer here with you. No Zach Jones today, no Sal Capaccio in the studio. Sal will be coming up next here as we get ourselves ready for Bills and Falcons. 7:15 kickoff this evening on the doubleheader for Monday Night Football. 803-0550 is the number to call as we get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We go to Alan. Alan, how you doing? What you got for us?
Hey, good morning. I just want to make a couple comments. I don't know if you brought this up. Clark, their starting corner, is out tonight, and that's huge. I think he's better than the other guy. And their pass defense, Mariota put a lot of yards up against that team. Imagine if Jaden Daniels played, they'd have won that game. And Bryce Young, I mean, they beat him 30-0. And Bryce Young had a really good day that game. And Baker had a good, so quarterbacks are really, who do they, no, there's somebody else they beat. I don't remember who else they beat, but, the thing with tonight's game, I think there's going to be a lot more Bills fans. There's probably going to be, I read an article, about 40% of the crowd should be Bills fans tonight. And that'll be a huge in the Bills' favor. If you ever know, the last time we played in Atlanta, it was the same way. And then 2 weeks from now in Carolina, I think more than half the crowd will be Bills fans there. So that'll play into our hands. But my other point is this. You know, I think the spread is up to 5. I saw that the spread is up to 5. So the bettors are starting to see, okay, this team needs this game now. And urgency is always there. And every time there's urgency, I think you see the Bills' good team come out. But I think with Oliver back, it's going to be huge. And I'm not really sold on their defense because it's hard to believe. And maybe you could guys shed light on this. How are they the top defense when you had Mariota and Bryce Young put up, and Baker put up some big numbers on them, you know, big yardage on them. So it's kind of maybe misleading in one, because I know teams can run on them. But I'll hang up and listen to you. Take care.
Thanks, Alan, and I appreciate the call. Sometimes yards per game is a bit of a misnomer. It's also based off of sometimes turnovers, because you might not be allowing a lot of yards on a scoring drive if, for example, Michael Penix has turned the football over, which he did a lot of against Carolina. So the Panthers were able to hang 30 points on them. Those stats are able to survive a little bit. For reference, the Bills, their defense is now 7th in terms of total yards per game allowed. And after week one, I think nobody would have seen that coming. But the Jets game helped boost those numbers. That's what happens. In terms of points per game, it is a little different for them. I don't have the exact number of where they are sitting in terms of that. But also, you have not played your fifth game yet, so you're not necessarily what I'd call on even ground. The way you can frustrate Atlanta is actually through their offense and through their quarterback. And that's something that you should be able to hopefully do as the defense played better last week against New England. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back on the other side. Sal Capaccio joins us on the other side of this break. He's in Atlanta getting ready to go for this one here. This is the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. You're listening to WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.